Happy Veterans Day, Monday, November the 11th, 2019. It's episode 341. You're listening to the Grow Great Podcast, a leadership podcast. You can find the website over at growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Make being different better. Be different. And we mean be different in a good way. One of the very first marketing and advertising lessons that I learned as a young man was the power of zigging when everybody else was zagging. The point was very simple. It was not easy. You have got to stand out. You have got to stand apart from the crowd. Separating yourself from the competition, it may be easier in the execution of your business, but it can be very difficult in attracting customers. I spent decades running retail organizations. Delivering extraordinary customer service has always been my passion, and establishing a culture willing and able to do that is vastly easier, in my experience, than convincing new customers that you are distinct. We have to figure out a way to attract new customers. It's the first leg of the business trifecta. Number one, getting new customers. Number two, serving existing customers better. And number three, not going crazy in the process. Now, it's up near the top of the business challenges that face all of us. How can we stand apart? How can we get the attention of the prospect so that we can convert them into customers? There is no singular answer. It depends. It depends. That is the qualifying statement. It depends on the business you're in. Not every business is solving the seemingly unsolvable problem that customers experience. Not every business is leading the way with some technology advantage. Not every business has the clear advantage of being the best product. The question for today is, how can we make our company stand apart from the crowd because we are significantly different, better? It's not can we, it's how can we. Every business owner has to figure out a way to make being different better. Today, what I hope to do is to jog your creative juices so that you can huddle with your team and find a way. Let me give you a few steps here. Number one, get very clear on what you'd like to be most known for. Reputations don't just happen. Well, good ones don't. Architect your reputation. This will be congruent with your culture. There is no way to have a culture known for something other than what the customers know to be true. I'll always encourage entrepreneurs to focus first on their reputation with their employees. What do your employees know to be true? How do they feel about you? How do they feel about working inside your company? You know, too often business owners don't think about it. Some even boldly will proclaim, "I don't care." Big mistake. Your people are the face of your company with the customers. Their happiness is paramount. Their dedication to serving the customer, that matters. Iron-fisted rule won't inspire them to perform better. No society ruled by a dictator has ever outperformed a free society run by capitalism. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you're going to be the lone exception. Figure out the key reputation points that you want every employee to know are true and get busy making those things happen. The best places to work excel at everything. It's not about being soft and easy. It's about being competitive and striving to win in the market. You know, we make sports analogies all the time and for good reason. There are winners and there are losers in sports. Society and culture, they don't hold being competitive up nearly as much as I think they should, but I grew up in a different era. We wanted to crush our competition. It's not about being ugly. It's not about failing to be nice. It's about doing what you can while you're always doing the right thing so that you can best all the competition. The best teams are judged by their victories. Do they win? And if they win, when you dive more deeply under the hood, to look at their culture, you will not find a culture where people just run willy-nilly doing whatever they want to. You will not find a culture where people have an easy life. Instead, you will find people working harder than their opponents. You'll find people helping each other be accountable for being as good as possible. That means they're going to push each other. They're pushing each other to perform better and better. And they willingly pay the high, high price for success because it's so much more rewarding than losing. And if anybody among them doesn't want to come along for the ride toward victory, they can make life very difficult for that person. And isn't that what you want? Of course you do. So don't confuse a high-performing culture. Don't confuse that with giving the troops a ping-pong table and free snacks. It's deeper. It's more lasting than that. Employees know you for what? Now, what do you want them to know you for? Get busy building the reputation that you want with your team members. What do you want to be most known for by your customers? Why should they choose to do business with you and not your competition? And the answer can't be, well, because we're just as good. And it can't be because we're better. Why are you better? And really, the big question is, are you sure? Are you better? You may think you're better, but you may not be better. You know, this is why culture matters. If you need to improve, it's your people who will turn that around. Players play, coaches coach. You have to get busy coaching your players so they can perform at higher levels. First, they have to understand the goal, the objective, and how you want to win. This is hard work. There's nothing easy about any of this. We tend to underestimate the competition, and we tend to overestimate our ability to execute against them. I'll share with you a few things that I've done through the years. Well, I'll share one thing that I've done. One ingredient is mandatory if you're going to succeed at doing all of this work, and it's the candid truth. Candid truth. You cannot look away. You cannot get defensive. You have got to seek the truth. You have to face the truth. It will set you free. Many years ago, I was commissioned to turn around a company, and the potential for greatness was there, but the place was a shambles in many ways. Well, in almost every way. Inventory problems, people problems, discipline issues, you name it, we faced it. Fortunately, the place was just a few years old, and it really didn't have much of a reputation. My challenge was that the place just wasn't thought of. Visibility and awareness, those were the big problems. Performance was poor. I mean, lackluster would have been an improvement. Very quickly, I concluded that the place lacked pride. Hard to be proud when you're not winning. Well, the place wasn't even trying very hard to win. And to get some pride going, I had a major company-wide cleaning party. We made being clean and inviting in the front as well as in the back in the warehouse. We made that a point of pride. We wanted to be known for it. And I know what you're thinking. Cleanliness? Yep, cleanliness. I've learned a few things over the years, and that is pride really matters. And I've also learned that cleanliness is really important to retail customers. I've also learned a few things that very few things trump the power of people looking at a cluttered, dirty space and then transforming that space into something that they're excited to show off. It's very much like little boys who are out in the yard and they're yelling for mom, hey, look at me. Hey, look at me. Right? We all enjoy showing off. This gives people something to show off. Figure out what you need to do by first figuring out what you want to be known for. Number two, get very clear on how you want to go about it. The first point is pretty much the domain of you, the top leader. I mean, you're going to decide what's the reputation going to be? What do you want to be known for? That's on you. This second part, though, of getting very clear on how to go about that involves collaboration. Let the employees help create the plan on how to accomplish the reputation you most want. You know, too often I hear business leaders focus on buy-in. The problem is they're focusing on buy-in after the fact. One of the ideal ways to foster better, deeper buy-in is involve the people in the plans. When they help craft the methodology to succeed in the market, they're going to buy in. It's their plan. You're the leader. You provide the vision. They're the ones making your dreams come true, so let them have a healthy involvement in how to make it happen. And third, no excuses. Don't waver. This is not going to happen overnight. It's going to be tough, and you're going to have some setbacks. The team is going to need you to stand in front of them and to rally them, to support them. Express your confidence in them. Express confidence in the mission. Express confidence in the plan. Express confidence in what you want to be known for. Keep preaching the message. Reassure them this is going to work. Don't be prone to the latest, greatest, coolest trick as fad or solution. Stay the course. Stay on course on what you most want to be known for. It's the only way you're going to get there. How will all of this result in your company being different? That's what you're asking. Well, let me ask you a better question. How different will your company be if you accept the challenge and the advice that I've just offered over the last 10 minutes? For many of you, your company won't resemble the current look. Not if you put in the work to make these changes. Don't you think that difference is going to make you better? Don't you think your employees will be positively impacted by that? Don't you think they'll make the experience for your customers better? We both know the answer to that. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, I will see you on Wednesday.